According to Linda Hunt, James Webb, NASA administrator during the Kennedy years, complained that the Nazi scientists were circumventing the system to the extent of attempting to build their own Saturn V rocket in-house at the Marshall Center. The Germans dominated the rocket program to such an extent that they held the chief and deputy slots of every major division and laboratory. And their positions at Marshall and the Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral, Florida, were similar to those they had held during the war, wrote Hunt. The Peenemünde team's leader, Werner von Braun, became the first director of the Marshall Space Center. Mittelwerk's head of production, Arthur Rudolph, was named project director of the Saturn V rocket program. Peenemünde's V-2 flight test director, Kurt Diebus, was the first director of the Kennedy Space Center. Rudolph, who gained American citizenship after entering the USA with his boss, von Braun, under the program that was to become Paperclip, was credited with helping to place Americans on the moon. He retired with a NASA pension in 1979, but was stripped of his American citizenship in 1983 after he conceded to the Justice Department that he had participated under the direction of and on behalf of the Nazi government of Germany in the persecution of unarmed civilians because of their race, religion, national origin, or political opinion. However, a West German investigation of Rudolph stated there was no factual basis for charging him with war crimes and granted him German citizenship. Several Americans, including Lieutenant Colonel William E. Winterstein, Sr., who was commander of the Technical Service Unit at Fort Bliss, Texas, which supported the German scientists, claimed Rudolph was railroaded by the Justice Department's Office of Special Investigations, some members of which had the full cooperation of the Soviet Union. Therefore, close coordination with the KGB. As recently released files from behind the Iron Curtain have revealed, many of the scientists in Paperclip, as well as some on the Manhattan Project, indeed were spying for the Soviet Union. Their motivations were many. Some spied for pay, some for ideology, but all were manipulated by intelligence chiefs far above them. The flow of information between the scientists in the Soviet Union and the United States has led some researchers to suspect that a covert space program, a third program, was in effect. Joseph P. Farrell, who holds a doctorate degree in patristics, the study of early Christian writers and their work, from the University of Oxford, also has researched ancient history and physics to include the space program.